it takes more than one woman to actually do some of this work. It is important that we have women's voices in this debate, and that's good, but it's not enough. And I think it's about the policies that you advocate. And it is about that deep-seated, persistent commitment that you will always try and create opportunities for women and make sure that their experiences actually influence public policy. This is not a reflection on men particularly, although I would encourage them to listen to the women in their lives when it comes to the referendum question. But I do think women have always had that sort of wider responsibility, you know, the ones that actually have to look at some of the practical issues. I think women, you know, look less at what you say, more what you deliver. And I think that's why the Yes campaign is stumbling so badly with them. He's failing particularly, I would say, on the currency, but he's failing also on the cost of living and on jobs and in services. And I think women are very focused on those practical issues. What will this mean for me? What will this mean for my family? And I just don't think Alex Salmond has come up with the goods. And I think women understand that.